So stupid. I'm having a spectacular day. Oh man. Life's exciting. Life is good. Very good. All right, let's get into the show. I don't like the assumption of who I am, I thought was already established because I do this so much. So I thought people just like watched and like figured it out. Oh boy.
Oh God.
Or oh girl.
Yeah.
What
okay.
did I do?
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't done anything in like
okay,
a week.
I hit it on a low.
I took a break.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She keep me on a low low.
I don't like that
yeah.
angle.
I hit it on a low low.
I don't know. I was looking at
yeah.
the tape
and
earlier.
When I hit it, she go low go.
We need
yeah.
new
I
new
hit
tape.
It on a low low. I got this old head that's still running.
Don't make Keith Lee
low.
Come in here and flip this whole
the
shit.
Bank. She keep the money close.
You could do that.
Shorty popping
you
off
do that.
The ATL. And all she talk about is money,
you see,
but
it
well.
Feels off, but the microphone doesn't look like that
she
right
was fine
now.
As hell. I got
what is happening? That's just common courtesy. And off the MIA, where they all call me Bobby. What? It's Kasabi. Kasabi in live 01. Yo, honestly, I missed it right now. Honestly, what a great song. What a great way to start the show. Give yourselves a hand of applause. Everybody, give yourselves a round of applause. No, honestly, shout out to everybody that listens, everybody that watches. So before we get into today's show, let's just get some shit off my chest. I have a weird relationship with people in real life because people don't know me at all. And I don't know if I blame my representation, like, because I'm so private and it doesn't seem like it. I know it doesn't. But I mean, you only see what I show you. You don't know everything. You only know what I tell you, which is a lot when we do this because I don't give a fuck. I like telling y'all things. This is fun. But there's this lady that all I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom and her boom booms. That's it. Honestly, I don't care for this person at all. And let me explain. She's like, Saban, what an asshole. I've been thinking about how I wanted to approach this because I was flabbergasted. One, the audacity of a person to believe that they know you from what they've heard from someone who doesn't like you. Meaning my representation came from someone who doesn't even see me in a good light to begin with. So why would I be even surprised as to why you feel this way? It's my fault, right? I should know. Because this conversation went that I needed Jesus in my life, which I'm sure you're probably not wrong. I'm sure Loner would agree. But I don't think that you should throw stones if you live in a glass house. I cannot take advice from a person that has a failing relationship. Sorry. I cannot take advice from a person that doesn't see the best in themselves. Sorry. I cannot take advice from a person that doesn't see fulfillment in themselves and who seeks fulfillment in other things outside of their own family or just like their own creations. Sorry. It's just not a thing. I'm so happy. Like, I'm not doing bad. Bro, I took this corporate gig running away from music, middle of this show. I knew that the contract was going to be up. That little Spotify deal that I had, my little bit of money coming in, I knew that was going to be up. So I knew I had to do something. But I took a regular job in the middle of all of this, and I'm doing really good at my regular job. Like, yo, I'm about to, like, move into the marketing and strategy department, which is my goal. That's my goal. It's been my corporate goal to get into that department. And it's a senior analyst position. Like, how fucking dope does that sound, dude? Like, for a person to think that I'm not fulfilled, are you crazy? I have to downplay how conceited I am. I'm as shallow as a puddle. I believe that I am the fucking, I'm like, yay. Are you, Kanye West, yay, Kim Kardashian, Donald Trump, all them people together would have to get together and tell me to stop. Are you crazy? The level of how much I believe in myself. When I'm bashing my head into the wall trying to figure out how to make this dope is me trying to recreate something to keep the spark going. I'm not going to stop. Bro, Rush Limbaugh was able to do it for 30 years. I got to figure it out. Sorry if you're going to be here for the times where we're figuring it out, but I'm not stopping. My corporate job is whooping my ass. I think y'all can notice by the lack of how many videos I've been doing, and I do sincerely apologize. Trust me, my drive and my motivation for things might disappear, but I will continue to stay consistent because consistency is what wards that. As long as I stay consistent, the flame is going to come back. And after that conversation from a person who basically just disrespected me to my face, it was supposed to be well-intentioned. The problem with Bible thumpers is that they feel that once they, and this is with all due respect, and when I say with all due respect, that means I can say whatever I want to say. Your past doesn't go away. Like, I don't believe that I'm, yes, I do. I do believe that I'm better than a lot of people because I work hard. That's the only reason I do. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think being the best at everything is something you should strive to do in your life too. And I've always told y'all that. But this person told me that, like, I make up stories to hide from my real life. Hey, bro, I've told y'all, like, between us, I've told y'all that my mama was a visitor in my life. I didn't have a daddy, and I grew up with my grandparents in the ghetto. That's not for fake. And for the past 20 years, I've lived a pretty fucking decent life, dude. Like, it was pretty fucking rad. Like, at the beginning of my rap career, it was like a fucking movie, bro. Threesomes, smoking hot chicks, big ass fucking house, cars everywhere. Like, that was, they saw that. Like, she was there for that. We were trying to crack her ass then. So I don't understand where she comes up with this shit. Like, I literally went from being a poor ghetto kid to like a middle class ghetto kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, making fucking six figures a year really isn't that impressive. I mean, it sounds great. Yeah, it's a goal. You should strive for a goal. I would like to make more. So, like, again, I don't think that I've lived no fucking crazy life to hide from anything. Fuck, I wish we had social media when we were doing all the shows. I know all the tapes that Gilbert has, I watch them, and I'm like, there's no way I'd ever put this stuff out. But we have so many tapes from all the shows that we did and all the things that we were doing on the road, and it was a great time. It was a different chapter in my life. I would like to reapproach music and reapproach how I'm doing everything because I feel like there's like a second wind on life. Like, I'm telling you, I'm so excited at like what's to come. I don't understand what this person dreamt of to come and feel like they had to tell me that I needed Jesus because I was empty and needed fulfillment. I am so happy. It's beyond me. I'm elated. I have a 19-year-old that's discovering his own life and finding his own way successfully. I have a 17-year-old that's about to turn 18. About to graduate high school and pursue a career and start his little life. I have another 18-year-old that'll be a senior next year, and she wants to be a doctor. My nut from my ball bag wants to be a doctor. You know how proud I am that I made a doctor? Listen, I was told not to talk about kids, so I won't. Don't judge. I promise you, you're never going to know me. I was so clear that you would never get close to me again. I may need Jesus, but I have plenty of Jesus. Trust me, my grandmother was my grandmother was the church. You crazy? I grew up in a Puerto Rican household. They gave me la bendición, me la dieron todo el día. Ven acá, dame la bendición. Are you crazy? If I ever need church, I just got to go see all my aunties in one day. You know how many bendiciones I'm going to get? I'm bendecido, baby. I'm good. Trust me, I'm not worried about much. The difference is that because you're going through these things with your husband and you think that you've discovered how men are. No, the real issue, and I'm going to leave it at this because I just want to get this shit off my chest. I was just so offended. Like, I felt like she was just talking shit to my face, y'all. And like, I let her. I was being so kind. I let her. I said nothing. I let her get it off. But what I really wanted to say was that the reason why you seek Jesus and you seek the religion is because you don't have a man in your life. And she confirmed that with the conversation because she told me how she accepted her apologies or some shit from her stepfather and from her father. Fuck them. Fuck both your daddies. I don't give a shit. I walked away from music and my failure of a music career did well enough to take care of my children. Thank you for not noticing that. You're an asshole for not. You said your father left you to go be successful. I didn't do that. So your father's a piece of shit. Go figure it out. You said your stepdad was a perv, was like touching on you and looking at you. That shit's weird. We don't do no chimo shit over here. I don't play that shit. And if I knew anybody was looking at my little girls like that, this would be a whole different episode. You have daddy issues. You need a man in your life. And you didn't realize that you were talking to a bona fide gangster. And I apologize because that's what it was. I thought we was going to have some sex. Sorry. Like, you invite me. You was in my bed. I thought I was going to crack your ass. I didn't think we was going to have a conversation about Jesus. What the fuck are you talking about? I have cousins that live in the South. I can call my cousin Taisha right now if I need Jesus. What? I'm prayed up. God don't play by me. Have you not paid attention? Girl, listen, and this is how I know it's all bullshit, right? The only thing that you could judge me on is my infidelities. The infidelities that I brought here, I cried my eyes out to y'all about. I made mistakes. The visions of what I thought a man was a man that had a lot of sex with a bunch of women. Sorry. That's a terrible rendition of what a man is. I was a rapper and it was no excuses. It was stupid. I shouldn't have done it. What I have is 10 times better than what I was doing. And that's the only thing you could judge me from if you don't know me. I've never spoke to this person. I mean, we've been in close proximity, but I promise you to God, bro, I've never sat down and had a conversation with this person for good reason. I never want, because all I want to do is to bang her. I just want to make sure that's clear. Your husband offered you to me. That's the only reason I thought it was cool. I was like, sweet. He told me a couple years ago I could crack your ass. I swear to God he did. Don't ever do that. Be a real man. Don't be a cuck. And if you're into that type of shit, just let me know. I'll fuck her if you tell me to. You lucky. You lucky. You lucky they said don't talk about shit. I'm sorry. Just beep it out. I don't fucking... Whatever. I really didn't even know how to approach that. I had a person sit in my face, basically name all the worst qualities of me and thought that I didn't know who I was. Sorry, ma'am, I overanalyze everything, including myself. And if I say I hate myself, only I could do that. You can't. It doesn't mean anything to you. I am in the vision of God. Like, are you crazy? Get the fuck out of here. Don't ever. Like, I don't want anything to do with you. Ever. Please don't ever do that again. And get a real man. You know, I hope that you do fix your relationship and I hope y'all do figure things out. But if you don't, I really hope and I pray for you to find a real man in your life. You need a real man that just, I don't know. You need a real man. There's a reason why you feel those feelings in my house while you walk through my hallway and you're like, oh, that's a vibe. You sat down comfortably on my bed. That's. Hey, bro, your wife should never sit in another man's bed. Let's get into the show. I didn't even care. I really thought it was gonna turn up, but I want to say so much, but it just doesn't matter. It's a no thought. But don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. Don't try Machiavellianism. Like, don't try to create a problem that don't exist to fix something. Are you crazy? You told me you was moved by the Bible. I was moved by Iceberg Slim and Rush Limbaugh. Are you crazy? We are different. What? I grew up around real pimps, like real life pimping, drug dealing, drug dealer, did that. That's not going to move me. I'm not empty. I created life. Amazing life. And I make art. Like, that's the, your husband's a wannabe. Your husband thinks that he's me. Let's get into the show. Let's get into the show. All right. Hey, what's going on, beautiful people? I promise y'all, we're going to have a great show. We're going to have a great show. What song is this? No. Let's have good songs. Good songs. Hey, yeah. Good songs.
Oh, God.
I'm living, bro. I felt so ashamed that somebody felt that way about me that doesn't even know me. Like, wow, you pass judgment. You motherfucking religious folks love passing judgment on people. I hold my judgment between me and my old lady like it's supposed to be. Mind your fucking business. But don't talk to me no more. Just don't. Welcome to the Kasabian Live-O Show. Tonight, we got a lineup. What's going on, beautiful people? Y'all ready? ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show, and I promise you it's a good one. Welcome to the Kasabian Live-O Show. Tonight, we got a lineup. And like I said, what's going on, beautiful people? I hear a lot of people saying, what's going on, beautiful people? That shit really bothers me. What's going on, beautiful people? Tonight, we got an action-packed lineup that you don't want to miss. Get ready for the showdown of the year as Keith Lee takes on Atlanta's food scene. It's been amazing to watch. Later, we'll also dive into some of the spots that he went to and talk about what happened, because I think it's an interesting dynamic that I really don't even know how to speak on it. I feel like my lips are really dry, and like you can see them on camera. I don't know. I feel embarrassed. I don't like that. We'll also bring you a ringside recap of the latest boxing. And yes, a boxing event. And yes, boxing is back to some type of weird degree. We got to talk about it. It's something. I just don't know what it is. I'm very torn. Magic Johnson's reached billionaire status, and I think that's amazing. We'll also pay tribute to the legendary Matthew Perry, who's left an incredible mark on the entertainment world. Then we have academics versus all the girls, all the baddies, the world. It looks kind of miserable. But let's talk about what's going on with academics. And honestly, that's not even like the worst part. It's the dude that wants to fight him. That's what's the fucked up part. Discover the amazing brand deal that Kim Kardashian just cut between Skims and the NBA. Like, shout out to her for that. I think that was fantastical. We'll also be talking about how the cartel's putting a stop on the fentanyl crisis, which is amazing that the cartel's what's doing something. We also have some eye-opening insight on bad eye drops. It's an eye-opening insight on bad eye drops. Yeah, there's some shitty eye drops out there that you should definitely watch out for. We'll talk about that because I use eye drops because of contacts and whatnot. Definitely pay attention to what's going on with that. And it's going to be, you'll be surprised at the what's going on. Like, it's not what you think. I don't even know how to say this. Prostitution rap. Let's talk about it. Sit back, relax, and let's get ready for an unforgettable night of entertainment right here at the Kasabian Lavo Show. Listen, academics is wilding. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how else to do it. But I can definitely tell you that DJ Academics is out here wilding. And it's not like regular. Actually, it is like regular, but I don't understand why Ak always does this. So listen, academics is really out here talking to women again out the side of his neck. And I think it's funny sometimes. The City Girls ended up selling less than 10,000 copies, like predicted. Again, I really believe that these are the honest numbers. I've thought that for the longest. The music business has been inflated. Unfortunately, due to COVID, there's been a big gap in what was going on. We didn't have a lot of artists come and go. So although it seems like the music business is fast-paced, COVID did create a vacuum and a bubble effect, in which now, you know, people are just tired of the same shit and people have grown up a lot faster than the artists have grown up. But what's going on with academics is beyond me, because all I see is arguing back and forth with all the girls. Literally went back and forth with Glorilla for hours. I don't understand what's going on, because I don't find that shit interesting. It's embarrassing at best. But it keeps on happening. And then Saucy Santana had something to say. Let's get into this. Stories that a vibe. DJ Academics shared his take on the City Girls and his issue with Young Miami and her best friend. Saucy Santana, in a recent interview with Vlad TV, both Miami artists have since responded to the controversial podcast personality, with Santana defending the ACT UP rapper. Now, Santana said some things I'm not going to say, but I'll beep them. So let's get ready. Academics, you keep talking about what the Carisha said about you, and about how she feel about you is how she feel about you, Santana explained in an Instagram story over the weekend. Me being her best friend. Is he really her best friend? I just want to make sure. I think that's bullshit. Is he? I thought it was the other girl. Anyway, with me being her best friend, it don't have nothing to do with me. In the hood and a lot of urban. This is what I'm trying to understand. Did you see the video? Damn, we should post the video. Saucy Santana really had something to say. I can't really say it. I just don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it. I can't say it. I can't even take myself serious. He said academics was the F word, and he was acting like one. And he said that he told academics to pull up for acting like a gay man. I don't think that's a bad fight. I mean, am I wrong? I think I kind of want to see that fight. I kind of want to see academics and Saucy Santana throw down. I think that's kind of funny. He invited him to the Halloween party in Miami. I would put, that should be on Zeus. That should be on Zeus. Academics versus Saucy Santana. Zeus live Sunday, Halloween. All right, Halloween's like on a fucking Tuesday. Whatever. Either way, listen. That shit's funny. That shit was funny. I couldn't believe how long it trended for. Like, literally yesterday, was it Glorilla went back and forth with him, and then out of nowhere he starts talking shit about her. Like, he really just be talking shit to girls. Like, it's fucking hilarious. He's a loser. Shout out to Academic. Hey, yo, salute. Salute, King. Salute. Yeah, whatever. Kim Kardashian did something fucking amazing. She started a brand partnership with the NBA. Before we get into that, Magic Johnson has reached billionaire status. That's amazing. Magic Johnson, if you don't know, has an illustrious portfolio of businesses down in the South Central LA area. And I mean, I guess all throughout California, he's got malls, movie theaters, schools. I mean, you name it, that man's done it. He's had a huge impact. But for him to just reach a billion now, I don't know. It tells me a lot of things have changed, because I feel like people have done more in the past than haven't seen this billionaire status. And lately you hear this billionaire status shit going on all the time. Apparently this is the fourth sports player to reach billionaire status, which, again, I'm completely shocked that this man wasn't first, or at least right there behind. I don't know. I hope Jordan's on that list. I'm not really sure how that goes. What's up, bud? I'm on my show. Okay, well, you want to sit down? All right. I wonder if Michael Jordan's on that list. If not, I would be highly disappointed. And with sports, boxing, I don't know if it made a comeback. Listen, the Gypsy King is something to watch. He's pretty spectacular. And the idea that Francis Ngannou was able to get in the ring and do what he did, I was so fucking torn. I love, love. And my voice cracks. So that means that I'm lying like shit. But you're okay? My son's here with me. So I love Francis Ngannou. And I usually root for the UFC fighter. But in this case, I was so under the belief that the Gypsy King was going to be able to do what the Gypsy King does and really hurt Francis Ngannou. Francis put on a masterclass at how to look like he didn't know what he was doing. He went out there and did all that shadow boxing shit and all those weird ass open trainings, all slow motion and shit, but fought with a really good speed, a good pace, good pressure. He hit hard as fuck like he knows he could. And he even did a fucking flying dragon punch. Okay, sir. He did a flying dragon punch at the end of the fight right there. Fucking Tyson hit him with an elbow. It was a sloppy fight. When Francis dropped him, it was the only part of the fight where I felt like Francis really had the fight won. After that, it just seemed like the fight was more technical on the Tyson aspect. So I could see why Tyson won it. And in reality, Tyson makes more money if he goes on undefeated. It is what it is. Boxing is so disgusting in that fashion. You can't take an L in boxing. It is what it is. But they promoted the fuck out of it. Everybody was out there. It was an amazing time, I've heard. Bless you. And shout out to everybody. I mean, that was a fucking event. That was an event. That shit looked like Vegas back in the goddamn 90s. Like, that shit was sexy. Everybody was there. Like, what a time to be alive, bro. I got to be at the next one. I have to be. Rest in peace to Matthew Perry before we move on any further. Oh, bring me the water, bud. Before we move on any further. Rest in peace to the boy Matthew Perry. He said he drowned in his hot tub. That kind of sucks. My bad, y'all. I'm parched in a bitch. This rock star drive me out. Pause. Yeah, Matthew Perry, they said he drowned in a hot tub. Man, rest in peace to the boy. I know he was going through a lot of mental things. We covered his book. Remember, he said he shit himself because he was on drugs and shit like that. I love Chandler Bing. I didn't really understand that type of people living with roommates and shit like that. So Friends to me wasn't relatable, but I watched and it was, you know, it was entertaining TV for me. White people shit. Don't get mad. Chandler Bing was a shit though. I thought he was super dope. It's sad to see, you know, things like that happen. Honestly, nobody wants to see somebody go in that fashion. Rest in peace to Matthew Perry. That's, yeah, that one sucked. Before we get into the rest of these stories, as a matter of fact, let's get into this Kim Kardashian story. So, the Kim Kardashian story is pretty awesome. Oh, why is that so loud? This Kim story is pretty dope. Knowing that Kim is going to have this partnership, it makes me wonder, Kanye just did an amazing job, honestly. And I'm going to tell you why. Honestly. So, when Kim Kardashian and Kanye West came together that marriage created an amazing business. And Kanye and Kim together are unstoppable. They are probably one of the most powerful couples that have ever existed. Kim Kardashian hasn't stopped. I think they are both very smart for choosing the partners that they chose with each other. Her being such a smart businesswoman was able to see all the good in Kanye and no, I'm in the middle of doing the story. Do you want to say happy? You got chocolate all over your face. Yeah. Huh? You said what? Oh, you have Nutella. Okay. Can I get back to the show? No, happy Halloween. Thanks. So with Kim picking Kanye and Kanye picking Kim, I think both of them together are like fucking mastermind geniuses. Like, it's an amazing couple, right? This move for Skims is huge. I don't know if this is going to give them like TV rights with the China deal and things of that nature, but I mean, I don't see how this goes bad for her at all. Stories out of TMZ, Kim Kardashian's underwear line just teamed up with a huge partner. It's none other than the freaking NBA. And they're going to be the official underwear of the league. That's right. Skims is for dudes now. The announcement came on Monday. Skims is now officially collaborating with the National Basketball Association. And do you get like fancy Skims with the logos? That'd be pretty cool, right? Yeah, see, even he thinks it'd be funny. Skims is now officially collaborating with the NBA. And the teams go up well beyond just the men's league. Skims is going to be sprinkled into the WNBA and the USA basketball as well. God damn. Good fucking. Pretty awesome. They're going to go all out with this. The new venture is a part of a multi-year deal, and it's huge for Kim, as this will give Skims a whole new level of exposure. She says, "I'm incredibly proud of the Skims partnership with the NBA, as it is a reflection of Skims' growing influence on culture. Together, Skims and the NBA will connect people of all backgrounds through fashion, sports, talent, and I look forward to seeing their partnership thrive." This is amazing. I'm honestly pleasantly surprised with this one. I hope that it does go far for Kim. Kim doesn't lose, so this is actually going to be a really good thing for Kim. And shout out to her. I like playing music and doing it this way. Keith Lee is in Atlanta, like Suge Knight, yeah. Knocking on doors, checking people. Sure. Keith Lee was in Atlanta recently doing his foodie tour, basically. And Keith Lee has had, his reviews are amazing because of his honesty. Like, when I first discovered his videos, he's just different. Like, that's why you watch, because he's so honest. I actually almost did some groupie shit. Like, I was in the self-checkout at Walmart. I look up, I said, "Oh shit, that's Keith Lee's wife." And I was like, "Oh my God, who the fuck am I? Why would I do that?" Right? Like, how rude would I have been to be like, "Oh my God, Keith Lee's wife." Like, I don't even know her name, because one, out of respect, but I do recognize her because I've seen her in his videos and they live in our neighborhood. So I know I've seen Keith as well, but I just looked up, I saw her and I was like, "Oh," like audibly, like, "Oh shit, Keith Lee's wife." You know, like, what an asshole. I'm so sorry if you heard me say that at the store, but I saw you. Awesome. You know, pleasure to meet you. I'm not famous anymore. I don't like meeting people. It feels weird because I'm like a nobody. But anyway, Keith Lee's in Atlanta. Keith Lee has been able to express his gripes with the service. And honestly, man, there's a whole nother conversation behind the Keith Lee story. And the reason why I think it's amazing is because I've said it before, the death of the entrepreneur, the death of the hustler. It's happened all year. The hustlers are getting 9-to-5s. The hustles are dead. The game is not what it was. It's so fucking bad out there that even if you hustle, you got to hustle 4 times as hard now for half the gratitude. It's honestly very strange. I just can't even wrap my mind around it. I can't. It doesn't add up. But what Keith Lee was able to do was express himself. And you know what? There's a video of Keith Lee in the parking lot arguing with the owners of Milk and Honey because they wanted to get him seated and get him in there quickly. And he was mad because there were people that were waiting in their cars for over. Hey, can you go get that on that side over there? The chapstick, the yellow and red one. Yeah, on that desk. Yeah. Yeah, my lips are dry, like really dry. Thanks. Keith Lee's awesome because he showed up. Thanks, bud. He showed up and basically wouldn't accept getting cut to the front of the line. He wouldn't accept subpar service. He wanted to be treated like a normal person. And that's what makes Keith Lee so amazing and awesome. And I hope Atlanta understands how service works. I don't get any of the shit that the rules that they had. That sounds wild. I can't do pickup. If you have a dress code, give me the option to at least pick up the food. Like, you don't want my money. And I'm not going anywhere where I'm waiting an hour and a half. There's nothing good enough for an hour and a half. I don't give a fuck. If I can't make a reservation or you can't hold me a table, respectfully, no thank you. You can keep your fucking food. You know I can go anywhere. I live in Las Vegas. There's no wait time. I'm good. And what Keith Lee was able to do for Las Vegas, he'll forever be a legend in our town, and he'll forever be loved here. What he was able to do was take mom and pop shops during the recession when it looked bleak in this fucking town and put a spotlight on them that changed their entire lives. Keith Lee's a hero. In Atlanta, I hope y'all get y'all shit together, because honestly, it's embarrassing to hear these stories. And your residents of Atlanta have come out to say that Keith Lee is not only right, they're tired of your shit. So get it together and learn customer service. So close your doors. Ship it up. Give it up. We don't need you if you're not going to do well. in an odd twist of events, and I do mean this in an odd twist of events, we have, I mean, this story is probably one of the craziest stories that I'm ever going to have. And I'm telling you now, the reason why is because the people that are trying to put a stop to, the people that are trying to put a stop to fentanyl coming into America aren't the people that you thought they would be. It's the cartel. And the story's pretty dope. And I really think it is. Stories out of the Wall Street Journal, Culiacán, Mexico. The Sinaloa cartel and the leaders and the leading exporters of fentanyl to the United States is prohibiting the production and trafficking of the illegal opioid in its territory after increased pressures from U.S. law enforcement, cartel members say. What, bud? The orders come from the Chapitos. The Chapitos is El Chapo's sons. And damn it, y'all almost seen me jump to catch my son over here fucking around, playing around on the bench. The Chapitos is the group of El Chapo's sons who run the cartel at the moment. So let me put it in my words. The reason why the cartels are going to stop pushing fentanyl is because the United States government has been talking to, I mean, honestly, reckless. With Joe Biden behind the wheel, nobody really trusts what he's going to do. But nonetheless, if America has any type of army or naval strike on Mexico because of fentanyl, I don't know, man. Like, that shit sounds like a civil war to me. Like, a fight within Mexico is not something that I ever want to see. I never want to talk about. The fact that the cartel is willing to be the level-headed ones in this situation and not keep pushing the fucking fentanyl is amazing. So, are you done? Thanks. So the orders come from the Chapitos, the group led by the four sons of the imprisoned drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who transformed the Sinaloa cartel into a global empire managing the supply of narcotics from Mexican heroin to Colombian cocaine and fentanyl made with really? The fentanyl is Chinese. China. Trump told you. He said it. Trump said that shit's coming from China. I did not know that the fentanyl. So this is crazy, bro. Like, Chapo is still Chapo. And my axolotl is named Chapo because he's dope. And that has nothing to do with anything. It is what it is. Huh? No. We're not going to start that. Don't do that. Because I already know where you're going to go. Don't do that. One of the fish died. Is that what you're gonna say?
No, I'm just talking about the name.
The name of the fish. The only one we named was Chapo.
Well, it's a fish. Well, the name is a fish and right now it's a fish.
Okay. I'm gonna get back to this. My son is adorable. What up, Loner? I've been here for a while. The director from the most powerful faction within the criminal group aims to evade pressure from U.S. law enforcement. Operatives say through some. Here's the thing. This is what really bothers me. Biden's pressure that's being put on the cartel only scares me because the implications of the future is what's going to be worse than this even becoming a thing. Yes, U.S. law enforcement is the U.S. military getting involved in some shit like this. I don't want to see no shit like that. They can tell me all the law enforcement are involved. As long as Chapo's sons understand that this is a bad move and they're going to get this shit out of here, I think we're in a good space. Learn how to negotiate as opposed to just fighting, and you're not going to stop it. People are going to look for their fix somehow, some way. It is what it is. And I'm going to tell you now, if Biden decides to make a move, especially now this late in the game, you know what I mean? We're coming up on re-election. Ouch. And how scary is that? I'm just being honest. You want to see the cartel lose their shit fourth quarter while we're looking for a new president? Trump ain't going to play with that. Trump ain't losing this one. Just saying. Again, it's kind of amazing to think Chapitos are coming together that are coming. Don't touch that. Don't do that. I see what you're doing. Just don't even touch it. Don't even touch it. I can see your, hands. Your face is glowing. Don't touch it. Yeah, I can see the light, the little blue light behind you on the screen. There's a blue light on the back of that. I see you, boy. There's a light on the back of there. Back of there of the light, the big light. There's a screen on the back of it. You stop it. Don't do this to me right now. Anyway, this is me talking to my child. The fact that the Chapitos are smart enough to make this move, hopefully it shows the government, the U.S. government, that there may be some negotiation to talk. They might want to just have that conversation. I don't understand why they wouldn't want to have a conversation with them. It's pretty amazing, though. I really think it is. I really think it is. Shout out to El Chapo. That's a crazy shout out, though, right? Shout out Chapo. And El Chapitos, shout out Los Chapitos, shout out all of them. You guys are doing a good job for your poppy. I'm so proud of you. I don't care. I think that shit is dope as shit. How could you be mad at those kids? They're leading in their father's footsteps. That shit's peaceful as far as I'm concerned. That shit could be crazy out there. I could be really upset my daddy got taken to jail, and it could be crazy out here, right? I think they kept it real peaceful. The fentanyl thing might have got out of control. They're young. You saw what happened with Tariq when he first started selling that shit. They stole it all. These guys just started using fentanyl. This is like it's like a fucking movie in real life. Like Los Chapitos, they know what they're doing, bro. I think that organized crime just needs to be treated like a real business, and we'd be able to really figure it out. You're ghetto. Now you shut up. You're not ghetto. I'm sorry. You know, you're like my last grown-up friend. Besides, like, if I make it up there to the pod, you're going to be my last grown-up friend. I got to talk to you later, too. We're gonna have a chit-chat. What's going on? What's going on? Hey, so I use eye drops because of my contacts, and I want to make sure that you don't use these eye drops because of your contacts. Stories out of CNN. 26 over-the-counter eye drop products, including these sold under store brands such as CVS, Target, and Rite Aid, could lead to serious eye infections resulting in vision loss or blindness, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warns. How scary. Somebody put a space. The agency found in sanitary conditions in the manufacturing facility and positive bacteria tests resulted from environmental sampling. Oh my fuck. Do you know how nasty it is to think that they're not in a sanitary area when they're bottling your eye drops? Do you know that I sometimes put them fuckers in the corner of my eye ducts because my doctor told me that's the proper way to insert them shits? You know how fucked up that is, that you're putting stuff in there that could be messing up my eyes? That's not cool, dude. I don't want to have LASIK. I don't mind contacts. I've been wearing contacts since I was 13. That's 26 years, bitch. I don't care. Thug life. There's a lot of contacts, okay? A lot of glasses. A lot of eye drops. So please be careful. The eye drops sold under the brand name CVS. Really? CVS? Damn, I think I got a bottle of that shit in there right now. CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, leader, Cardinal Health. What the fuck is Ruby? Oh, Rugby. Rugby. No. Are you going to tell me what Cardinal Health is? Thank you. It's Rugby or Rugby. Cardinal Health and Velocity Pharma are supposed to be sterile. Man, it's pretty scary. And I'm glad that my son was able to let us know what a Ruby is. I appreciate him being here with me today. No, Susan does not get any input when he's here. I don't care. I stopped the world and melt with you. I'm scared. You don't wear contacts? You wear contacts. You don't not wear contacts. You for sure wear contacts. I can tell. You look like a contact wearing motherfucker. Okay, chill. Stop telling people where you live. We're live. All right, let me get back to this. Have you guys heard of prostitution rap? I know, right? That's like the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. So the story's at a Vibe, and I had to bring it to y'all because I'm blown the fuck away by the verbiage. Nikki D has offered a critique of the rising generations of rappers after an Ice Spice performance caught her attention for all the wrong reasons. Talking to Instagram on Sunday, October 29th, the veteran MC, who was the first female rapper signed to Def Jam, shared her thoughts on the current state on the industry, referring, man, see, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. She was talking about Ice Spice, and Ice Spice was performing at New Jersey's Powerball 105 Powerhouse. Okay, so she was performing at the Powerhouse. Got it. This is what the Nikki D said on her Instagram. Oh, come the fuck on. You mean to tell me this is true talent? The female generation of hip-hop today is prostitution era. Fight me, Nikki D wrote. Sharing a clip of Ice Spice on stage in a short video, the Bronx natives performed her breakthrough record, Munch, while dressed in a Betty Boop outfit in the spirit of Halloween. They mad, huh? Yeah, the spirit of Halloween. They called it prostitute rap, but that's funny because I don't think Ice Spice is prostitute rap. I mean, she's cute and all, but in reality, in a different ultra universe, Ice Spice would be my daughter because my oldest daughter, well, no, shit, she's a little bit older than my oldest daughter, but I mean, they're not far. I think it's awesome. Shout out to Ice Spice. Salute. We see you doing your thing. Loner, I will text you next time. We'll be on all week. I'm mad because the beginning of the show, I thought you was going to be on, but I meant to call you anyway to tell you that I was like mad inspired because this crazy Bible thumper lady tried to read me, and nah, I wasn't even having it. You should have heard me though, bro. I was on fire, bro. Joe would be proud of me. All right, y'all, that's the show. I know Lona don't want to hear it. Alright, y'all. And she's not trash. Don't talk about the princess of hip hop like that. I'll sock you out. Honestly, this is the difference. This is the difference between me and like other podcasters, right? Like, I have a talent. Have you stuck to? Don't get it confused. There was something about her. Man, I had to meet her. That's the show, y'all. Hey yo, next time tune in and stop playing. I promise you I'm gonna be more consistent than I had to be. That lady told me that I had no fulfillment and that I needed Jesus. That lady looked me in my face and told me that I wasn't happy. That lady looked me in my face and told me I wasn't shit. She told me I had no fulfillment. Hey, she needs a man, y'all. So if y'all know somebody that wants a Bible thumper, holla at me. I'll line y'all just right on up. But my name is Kasabian. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. Be safe, stay dangerous. Live-O loves you. Living in the moment, I just wanna hold it. These are my defining moments. I just wanna hold it. I wanna hold on to right now. Let's go. Deuce.